takes away your sorrow and replaces it with joy.
And now the man who takes away your sorrow and replaces it with joy, and the host of 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman.
Thanks, Ken.
Oh, you're quoting our song?
Yeah, our theme song.
And take away your sorrow and replace it with sorrow that's marginally less bitter. That's easier to...
No, you're supposed
easier to live with.
No. You're supposed to take away my...
I've got no joy left, buddy. The joy store has closed.
That's kind of false advertising.
Yeah, the joy store is, that was at the end of the mall next to Sears.
Yeah.
It's closed. It's the damn teenagers.
They should have warned us.
Yeah.
I don't want my sorrow taken away and replaced with just milder sorrow.
You don't, huh?
No, I don't.
Can't wait to get to be my age. You'll leap at the chance. Great show, Irwin. Irwin did it. Irwin, how does he do it every week? He did it again.
He did. He knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Him and that.
How was your show this morning?
Oh, it was excellent.
Sorry, I was thinking about something else.
Well, you're looking good. You're down. Looks like you're down to a svelte.
I've lost a little weight.
200 pounds. I don't know that.
I'm down. I'm down to the weight that I always tell people I weigh when they ask me what I weigh.
Ah, so you've been lying.
Yeah, but now I'm truthful.
Now you're telling the truth.
Yeah, I've lost some weight.
I think it's only a matter of time before you start lying again.
I guess so.
If you've been telling people that you're 215,
you're really
215.
You know what's coming up? Pickleball season.
yes, it is.
Gotta get in shape.
Pickleball season.
Yeah. It's kicking off any day now.
I've been hearing about this pickleball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, be careful. Don't hurt yourself.
No chance of that. I don't dive for balls. I don't run after balls.
Oh, good.
I don't really move.
Do you try to hit them with your paddle?
Yeah. I tell my grandkids, hit it to me. Hit it to Pops. Just aim for Pops.
Oh, I see. You're playing with little kids.
Yeah. Pops doesn't run.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. You're playing pickleball with 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
Well, as soon as they know the rules to the game, I'm at a real disadvantage.
That's when you get a new 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Because that free candy van comes in handy.
You mean to refresh my supply of young kids?
Yeah, for playing pickleball.
That's not funny, man. You crossed the line there.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm joking about you using the free candy van, not for the stuff that you usually use it for, but for simply playing pickleball.
I don't know how you think that's funny. And I just don't know where you... I don't know where you come from, man.
And that's over the line.
In what world is that funny?
In the world on the opposite side of the sun?
Yeah, that world.
Hey, so tonight is your last night live here until next week.
No, I have another. I'm here next week.
You're here live tonight and next week, and then you're gone for 6 weeks.
I can maybe Skype in and do it remotely, or we have other options now.
Yes, we've been doing listener interviews where listeners interview us.
That's right. The street doesn't just go one way here at WFMU.
Right.
You can interview Ken and Andy. You know, some of our interviewers have podcasts and we're part of their podcast. Some of them are just want to talk and converse.
Yeah.
Some of them are just lonely ladies.
We did a interview about vampires.
Yeah.
And
I learned a lot.
Yep. Daniel interviewed us about vampires and Grant interviewed us about puppets and puppetry.
And so we're going to collect all these interviews. These are 15, 20-minute interviews. That we've been doing during the week, and that will be the content.
Yeah, and it's really interesting.
I'm out of town.
It's really interesting because when you and I are here live doing our radio show, there's no way if somebody calls in that you want to have an actual conversation.
That's true.
It's anathema to have an actual conversation.
Hold on, but, hold on, anathema. But hold on.
But when listeners interview us,
hold on, Ken. Then you and hold on, Ken. Give me 1 second.
A-N-A-T-H-E-M-A.
I got you. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Anathema.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Something or someone that one vehemently dislikes.
Right.
Hold on. Got to look up vehemently. This will take a second. Just vehemently. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Be right with you.
Oh, man.
Vehemently.
Yeah, like.
I'll be right with you, buddy.
Vociferously.
I got you. Hold on. Vehemently. Got you.
Intensely.
Uh-huh. Got you. Intensely. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I would agree with everything you're saying. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So if you would like to interview me and Andy or just me, please email me, ken@wfmu.org. We're doing these interviews on Zoom.
And you'll be part of our show while Andy's out of town. That's right. And we're working around your schedule. We're doing early afternoons or late afternoons. Right.
Right. Right. And by the way, Andy's not going to be in Pismo Beach, California. I apologize for saying that.
When did you say that?
I don't know.
What was that about?
If I don't know a town, if I don't know where something is, I just say Pismo Beach.
Oh, that's your go-to default phony?
Yeah, it's just my phony place. But Andy is going to be in Toronto.
No, don't tell him where I'm going to be.
Toronto.
No.
6 weeks.
No, but don't tell him what country Toronto's in. Please.
Okay, I won't.
Please respect me. Respect my privacy.
Yeah, Andy will be in Toronto, France.
Yes,
So if you can find your way to the Monk movie shoot.
No. Don't go to the Monk movie
shoot. In Toronto, France.
Yeah,
make sure it's the Toronto that's in France.
Is there something in your eye? Because you're winking. Oh, you're winking. Oh, wink. I got you. Wink,
right.
Wink. Oh, yeah.
It's near Bayonne.
Don't come to the
Toronto, France.
Now I'm just down
south.
Now I'm so anxious. Can't we start the show over? Is this being broadcast?
Yes, we are being broadcast.
Oh man, what a strategic error!
Hey man, happy Passover.
Thanks. Hey, so wait. Let me just recap. This is serious. If you want to interview us, either for your podcast or just for fun,
or for a class, like listener Noel is interviewing us for his class.
Ken@wfmu.org, and we'll schedule it. It won't be on a Wednesday. It'll be some afternoon at your convenience.
Yeah.
And then you'll be part of our collection of interviews.
Yeah.
It kind of takes the pressure off you and me, right, Ken?
It's nice being interviewed. Yeah.
It is. It makes you feel wanted, loved.
Yeah.
Fills that void a little bit.
And it's been a lot of fun because we get to have actual conversations.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so it's
because normally when people call, conversations are anathema.
Right, to Andy, not anathema to me.
No, and anathema, of course, is something I vehemently
dislike.
Right. Yeah. Hey, learn something new today.
Yeah, that's great.
And for that, I will never forgive you. So we have Passover coming. When is
Passover.
Sundown?
Sundown's at 7:25 tonight. So I imagine anybody who's really celebrating Passover is busy getting ready for their own Seder.
The good Jews, the responsible Jews, are not listening to us tonight.
Right. But the loser Jews, like us.
The fallen Jews.
We're right here, ready to have a Seder.
Well, I'm going to have my Seder on Friday. I don't know how that happened.
Why not tonight?
I guess, we have a big extended family and friends and guests, and I guess the weekend was more convenient.
Yeah.
I guess we're stretching the rules a little bit, but that's just, we're sort of not as orthodox and devout, as conservative as maybe some.
Yeah.
And are you doing anything at all?
This?
I'm really?
I'm doing this right here, yeah.
Yeah.
You hid the...
Why don't you just go do that?
Yeah, I've been hitting the dump button a lot on you lately.
You have?
Yeah, last week at the very end of the show, I had to hit the dump button because you cursed on the
air. Did?
Yeah. Yeah, you asked me.
Oh, I asked if I could say the name of my game. I won't say it.
Right.
It wasn't just tacit permission. You said the word sure.
Well, I thought you were talking about the name of the Impractical Joker show on TV.
Oh, no, I was talking about my little game on the show.
The game on which it was based.
So a game that's on the shelf at Target and Walmart with that name is not cool enough for the FCC.
Yeah, go figure, man. The FCC still has these crazy language rules.
Okay, I'll behave myself.
All right.
I'll stay on this side of the line.
So we're doing a Seder tonight, so we're looking for a kid who can ask us the four questions. I think we're looking for somebody who can find the matzah. You hid the matzah.
There's actual matzah hidden somewhere in the tri-state area. And we're going to give a hint. Oh, I might as well give the hint now so people can start to look.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, give the hint.
The hint is if you were going to make a deal, you would go to this location. That's my hint. If you had the gumption, if you had the urge to make a deal, this is where you would go. And the matzah is in a brown paper bag hidden in a drain pipe in right next to the front door, to the left of the front door.
Of this place where you would make a deal.
That's right. That's my hint.
Well, it sounds like a courthouse.
It could be. I chose my words very carefully.
Like a plea deal.
That's maybe. If you had the urge to make a deal, this is where you would go.
Oh, maybe a Trump Tower. There's a Trump Tower in Jersey City. He's famous for making deals.
That's right. And the Art of the Deal was his big book.
Yeah.
That's right, Uncle Ken. Hey, by the way, who are you for? The former president or the porn star? Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for
the porn star?
Nope, I'm rooting for the doorman. The doorman got
the doorman that got paid off?
He got paid only $30,000, whereas the porn star got $130,000.
I can't decide who to root for. Okay, you're going to take the doorman.
Yeah.
I'll take the porn star.
What about the Playboy model?
Oh, yeah, and the Playboy model.
She only got $100,000.
Yeah.
Karen McDougal. But the doorman, who's got the real dirt, he only got 30 grand.
I love that you know the name of the Playboy model. Yeah. I love that about you.
But you know the name of the porn star.
Well, yeah, she's famous.
Don't you?
Yeah,
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels,
yeah. She was in an episode of Party Down.
Was she?
Yeah.
I'm rooting for her. Some people rooting for the president, the former president. Some people rooting for the porn star. You got to choose your team, and then you got rooting interest.
Doorman.
Who will win? Well, we'll follow it. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all playing out in real time in New York.
All right, so we want people to call and guess where the Afikoman is. We're looking.
Well, no, don't guess. Go and find it. Because okay. I put it in a brown paper bag.
Well, you'll answer yes, no questions, though, about where it is.
Oh, okay, I will.
Yeah.
I'll put it. That's true. Yeah. If you ask a yes or no question, I will tell you if you're getting close. Or maybe I'll go warm, cold.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. We're also looking for a youngster who can recite the four questions.
We have to first tell the story. We have to set the stage. We need...
Well, the story, okay. The story is that...
Well, we need... No, Ken. We need Jews.
I'm a Jew.
I know, but we need lapsed... Well, okay, but let's make it... Let's have a little interaction.
I'm a lapsed self-hating Jew.
I know, but let's have people call. We need someone to kick things off and tell us the story in their own words when we were slaves in Egypt.
Yeah.
And maybe sing a couple of the songs. Dayenu.
Dayenu.
That's right. It would have been enough.
It's one of the only songs I know. Jewish songs, that is.
Yeah, it would have been enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had just put a water cooler on the by the second floor lounge, Dayenu, it would have been enough. But no, you put crackers there too. You put a coffee machine.
Yep.
You put a couch there.
Yep.
If you had just put the couch and the water cooler, Dayenu, it would have been enough.
There's parsley there too.
Yeah, there's parsley there too. You have lockers for the staff. It would have been enough, Dayenu. But you just kept going the extra mile.
Yep. I think there's...
If you have cookies every Christmas for your staff?
Yep. There's, is it a potato or something?
You mean as part of the Passover meal?
Yeah, a root.
It's a whole plate.
A bitter root.
Bitter herbs,
There's a bitter root of some sort.
Yeah, and there's haroset.
Mandrake or...
You dip the something in the haroset, Ken, to remind you...
The root, yeah, the ginseng.
Right.
Of the bitterness.
Well, it's to remind you of that.
Oh, we have to wait for the four questions.
Well, no, we have to wait. We have to hear the story of the Jews in Egypt. We have to hear the story of Moses' birth.
Right.
And he was put in a basket by
his
mother.
There's not enough Moses in Passover. I want to put the Moses back in
okay.
Passover.
201-209-9368. We need a Jew who's alone, who is feeling guilty about being alone, to help us tell the story. Moses' mom put Moses in a basket?
Yeah, and that's not even in the story of Passover. They edited that whole part out.
Who edited that out?
You know, the authors.
Your little Nazi Haggadah?
Yeah, the high and mighty, you know, Haggadah writers.
No, there's all different kinds of Haggadahs.
I mean, to me, Moses floating in a little kayak in the reeds, that's one of the best parts of the whole story.
And then he was found by,
Rachel?
He was found by the Pharaoh's.
Yeah, that's right. The Pharaoh's found him.
Well, no, he was found by the Pharaoh's mentally challenged nephew or something?
Yes, yeah.
And then there was a burning bush, and Moses had a brother who spoke for him.
Really?
Yeah, Moses couldn't speak. He had a stutter, a terrible stutter.
Moses' brother's name?
What was Moses' brother's name? Is that your question?
That is my question.
That's the dumbest question I ever heard.
I've never heard of Moses' brother.
Moses' brother.
What? What was his name?
Well, how would I know?
Because it's apparently a big part of the passage.
201-209-9368. Well, who's Esau? Is that the brother?
Esau?
Wait, is that a character from Winnie the Pooh?
No, Esau is something
that... I'm always getting my Jewish history in Winnie the Pooh a little mixed up.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's not understandable, because when Eeyore turns to sand, you know, all bets are off.
And when Moses sticks his head in the honeypot.
Whew! Is that how...
Wait, I'm confusing. See, I'm conflating the two again.
Is that how he lost the ability to talk? To speak?
He stuttered. I'm pretty sure about this. And then he and his brother approached the Pharaoh. No, I'm pretty sure. 201-209-9368. We're looking for lonely, lapsed Jews to help us tell this story.
Well, Moses would have been extremely nervous talking to the Pharaoh. So it's
It would be like one of your volunteers talking to you. You know, they have all these rules to remember. Don't make eye contact. You know, don't challenge Ken. Question Ken.
It says here that Moses' brother was Aaron. Does that make sense?
Does it make sense?
Yeah, and he was a priest.
What do you mean it says here?
Right in front of me here.
On the WFMU message board?
Yeah, on the chat.
Oh, well, then, far be it for me to question the WFMU message board. There it is.
I'm just asking, like, does that sound familiar?
That's as good as the Holy Scripture to me.
I didn't even know Moses had a brother. I'm asking you.
No. Defer to the message board, Ken. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, would you like to take a guess as to where the matzah is hidden this Passover
evening? No, it's just that the story is supposed to be told after the four questions to answer them.
Exactly.
Oh, of course. Oh,
exactly.
You're right.
This is what I've been trying to tell Andy.
We need some juveniles.
We need the kids.
And the significant thing is Aaron is right, and he was Moses' brother, the ancestor of the priests. Uh-huh. And Moses is specifically not mentioned in the Haggadah because the idea is that God did it.
Exactly. He was written out. The best part, the main character, written out.
Wait, you mean a pure, straight-up Haggadah does not mention Moses?
Barely mentions him.
Okay, I learned something new.
Yeah, it sucks.
Hey, now I've learned two things today. Anathema.
And the fact that Moses, and
how strongly edited your basic Haggadah is. 201-209-9368. Now we're looking for kids to ask us the four questions. Ma nishtana halayla hazeh. That's the first one.
Okay, that's a question?
Well, that's the first question.
And what, say it again?
Ma nishtana halayla hazeh. Yeah.
So, and also, you could just scream out one word from that. You could just call up and scream, halayla!
Why, Ken? Why are you doing this?
And then we have
Why, Ken?
Because, you know.
Why are you doing this to my show?
A lot of kids are like,
They're
shy. They're incomprehensible.
No, we have nice kids that really know. And you know what, kids? It's a way to practice the four questions, because in an hour, you'll be asked to do it for real.
Ma nishtana. And there's a song that goes along with this, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, but nobody.
Go ahead, sing it.
I'll sing it with the kids.
Ma nishtana halayla hazeh.
Yeah. Mikol halaylot.
Yeah.
Something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you know this
well,
stuff.
Well, this I know. I was raised as a conservative Jew.
You know what I know.
What do you know?
I know that tomorrow is foot washing day in the Christian religion.
Yeah. It's foot washing day.
Yeah, it's called like Mauna Thursday or something.
Yeah.
It's the day that Jesus gives out free foot washing.
Yeah. I think Jesus just loved to rub their feet.
Oh, you think Jesus was one of those guys?
Had a little fetish.
Who would have paid? He would have paid to give a woman a foot massage.
If I had a foot fetish, I would have come up with free foot washing day two. 201-209-9368.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Remember when we gave out, we charged men?
We charged women. We were on the street in front of the station. We asked women to pay to have their feet rubbed.
I believe they had to pay 25 cents.
Yeah, a nominal fee to have their feet rubbed. And they'd pay us. And then we would find a guy walking past who would pay us $2 to rub that woman's foot.
So we were making money coming and going.
The greatest marketing campaign in the history of advertising.
No, this is still in textbooks that MBAs use all the time.
Yeah, teachers study it and break it down. They deconstruct it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. It's Sam the Appraiser.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, how hilarious would it be if Moses parted the Red Sea just as Jesus was walking on the surface of the water and, like, one of Jesus' legs was on one side and one was on the other and he got, like, he had to do one of those, like, splits as the sea was parting under him.
Oh, man. Well, that would be a big split.
It would be like walking along the San Andreas Fault during an earthquake, you mean?
He'd have to be like one of the Fantastic Four. He'd have to be like the one of them that was made out of rubber.
Mr. Fantastic.
Was that Mr. Fantastic?
Yeah, that's right.
Kid. Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking about Passover, Moses. We're talking about the Fantastic Four and Winnie the Pooh. It's kind of a wide-ranging, scattershot sort of conversation.
Sam, do you want to ask a yes-no question about where tonight's matzah is?
Sam is not a Jewish boy.
Because the matzah also contains money, right? Does it not?
There's money in that envelope. It's either $20 or $20,000. It's one or the other.
Which one is it?
Well, I can't. You'll have to find out. And the clue, again, is if you were going to make a deal, if you woke up and were in the mood to make a deal, the location that you would go to. It's in the tri-state area, and there's a paper bag sticking out of a...
So I'm thinking go ahead, Sam.
I would guess it's on the set of Let's Make a Deal, but that's in L.A.
Well, that would be, again, if we lived in L.A., that would be a pretty good guess.
Yeah, no, it's somewhere here on the eastern seaboard.
Can I ask a yes or no question?
Yes.
Is it in New Jersey?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. No, it is. It's in New Jersey.
I know, but this makes it a little harder to find.
You're lying. You're lying.
I'm making it a little more challenging.
I want somebody to find the $20,000
It's either $20,000 or $20.
Okay,
one or the other.
Even if it's $20, the best part of all is the matzah.
Yeah, there's matzah in there. Well, that's our...
Now, that's some good eating.
Well, that's the matzah that we need to finish our Seder.
Right.
And if
we get some incomprehensible pre-literate little kid to call us up and yell Halila or one of the four questions,
we'll get the question.
Then we can explain what the hell's the deal with matzah.
That's right. That's right. One of the questions is about leavened bread and unleavened bread. 201-209-9368. If you're a little, Jewish juvenile, if you're a juvenile, have your parents call 201-209-9368. We've got to hear those four questions.
All right, I'll get off so a kid can call. Love the show.
Okay, God bless you, Sam. Thanks, Sam.
God bless you and your work. Sam's great.
He is great. Love Sam the Appraiser.
Well, we have to. He's the only regular caller we have now.
No, I think we still have Pam.
Yeah, Pam and Sam.
And Nadia.
Hey, Pam and Sam, actually, do you think they'd hit it off if they ever met?
Yes.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think they'd be best friends.
Anybody be lucky to be with Pam. And Sam is pretty solid. He's a solid citizen. He's a taxpayer.
Yep.
I hope that doesn't offend you. He's a taxpayer.
No, it doesn't offend me at all.
I know taxpaying is an anathema to you.
No, it's anathema to me.
Yeah.
It's not an anathema. It's just anathema.
Oh, shut up. He can't talk forever. He's got to fall asleep sometime. He can't just keep talking.
So we have determined.
No one's calling. And I'll tell you why. All the Jews are at Passover. There's your fatal flaw.
Yeah, well, Passover doesn't start for another hour. This is the.
They're all gathering. They're all trying to make conversation with their grandparents.
This is pre-Passover. We've hidden a piece of matzah somewhere.
I know, but you know what's going on in Jewish homes now.
What?
They're pretending to be interested in their uncle's jokes and stories.
But you're not doing that at your house. You're not.
Well, we've put it off. We put it off a couple of days.
Yeah.
We had a reprieve.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm not a juvenile, but I'm really good at singing the song.
Okay, you know your four questions. How come you're not sitting around a Passover table right now?
I'm driving there. I'm stuck in traffic.
I know, but what, are you on your way to a Seder?
I am on my way to a Seder.
At mom's house?
At mom's house.
Oh, yeah. You're the best. Oh, give her a big hug for me.
Oh, I'm gonna.
You know, your mom's been working. Your mom won't even admit to this, but she's been working for 3 or 4 weeks on this. She's been so excited.
Oh, she's definitely been working since, like, the weekend.
I know.
On the Seder.
It means the world to her.
Why has she been working so hard? It's just parsley and bread with no yeast.
It's kind of like...
You know Jewish mothers. It's not just parsley.
That's right. That's right. And
oh, yeah, there's a root in there, too.
And for moms, it's their big show. It's showtime. It's the Academy Award night.
It's her time to shine, you know?
It's her time to shine. And are you stuck in traffic? Oh, did you call your mom and say you're running late?
To me.
Oh, babe.
And I told her I'm a half an hour away, but I'm really 45 minutes.
Yeah,
well,
make her.
Everybody assumes that.
Yeah, you want your mom at the door, worried that you just were in a head-on collision somewhere. That's
exactly
what you want.
So can you sing?
That's a Seder present, you know.
Yeah, And then when you pull up unscathed, it is the greatest gift you could give.
Exactly.
Oh, you're a good Jewish girl. I'm so proud of you. I'd be proud to have you as my daughter.
Oh, thanks.
In fact, before this call is over, I might make you an offer.
I'd love to be adopted.
Would you? Would you take my name if I adopted you?
I'm not even sure what your last name is.
It's Breckman. You know. It's a noble last name. And with a noble history.
Noble?
Yeah, noble.
Is it Cohen?
No, it's Breckman. Breckman. Why, you don't like that name?
No, not really.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah, I got a better Jewish
it's
one.
It's a fake name.
Okay, wait,
it's
what
not,
is your...
not even a real last name.
What is your Jewish last name?
It is a very quintessential Jewish last name.
You're Cohen. You're Friedman. Who are you? Who are you?
I'm a Friedman.
You're a Friedman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet my wife would change her name to that. My wife won't change her name. My wife kept her maiden name.
I plan to do the same. All Jewish ladies will, you know?
No, not true. Not all Jewish ladies.
Or are you married to a shiksa?
No, she's a good Jewish girl. I don't know what got into her. I think she read one of those feminist books.
Oh, okay.
I let her go to the library. I'll never make that mistake
again.
You
give her the choice between taking the last name of Breckman or not doing that.
Yeah. Did Hank take your name?
Nope.
Oh, it's like an epidemic.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to ask the fork. Wait, we might have a kid.
I only know the first one, though.
Okay, well, hold on. We might have a kid on the other one. Shouldn't we check to see if there's a kid?
Okay, let's see.
Okay, we're not hanging up on you, honey. Hold on.
Okay, okay.
What's your name, by the way?
Jane.
Jane, hang
Jane
on.
Jane Friedman.
Whole government. Look at that.
Hi, you're on the air. Are you a kid?
The last name of Breckman.
Okay, I'm turning it down. Hello?
Oh,
hello,
you're not a kid?
Wait, no, this sounds like a teenager.
No, I'm not a teenager, but I know where the Afikoman is.
Wait, do you want to, you do? Well, I guess you
can.
Okay, where do you think it is?
Well, it's at Monty Hall.
Wait, how would that work? Why Monty Hall?
Because Monty Hall is who you make a deal with.
Oh, I'll bet he's right.
Yeah, that would be correct.
That is correct. So now it's a race.
There is a Monty Hall connection.
Right.
And all right, good job. Now go get it.
There's a generation of people who don't understand who Monty Hall is.
That's right. But now if that should be clue enough for you to find the Afikoman, find the money. It's either $20
or $20,000.
And there's an extra bonus perk. I wrote down Ken's cell phone number. You can call him and confirm.
And then you can call us and confirm that you have found the money and the delicious matzah.
Maybe we'll invite him up to the station.
Okay, hurry, so, run.
Okay, so do you want to have Jane?
Run like the wind. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
That was.
Okay, Jane, ask the first of the four questions.
Okay.
Are you going to be, wait, Jane,
wait,
I'm sorry.
Are you ready?
No, not yet. Jane, are you going to be asking the questions later tonight at the dinner table?
I am actually the older of the siblings, so I do not get to ask it.
Okay, so this is your moment. This is it, darling.
This is my moment.
Go ahead, Friedman.
Because
wait. That's not the first half of the first question.
Yeah, then it's like I don't know the rest of it.
This is a bad Jew.
Well, I can give her the answer.
I hope to God you're a better driver than you are a Jew.
Yeah. I can give her the answer.
Okay. The question was how can you bring staff in to do your bidding every week and not pay them, not even cover their parking expenses?
That was not the question.
I believe that is the question.
No.
What is the question?
The question was about the matzah. Like, what's the deal with this matzah crap? It's the most inedible stuff I've ever tried.
Okay, so you're saying why on every other night do we eat leavened bread?
Right.
But tonight do we eat unleavened bread is what you're asking.
I know the answer.
What is the answer?
The answer is that those damn Egyptian Nazis chased us out of our homes so fast.
That's correct.
That we didn't even have time to grab the yeast.
That's right. That's right. What did we grab? Just the flour?
Just the flour.
You'd think they would put the yeast in.
We made it the night before, and then as we were leaving, it baked in the sun, but we didn't put the yeast in.
We didn't have time to add the yeast.
There was no yeast.
There was no yeast.
Wait, you'd think the Jews would store the flour next to the yeast.
You'd think so.
So they could grab both
quickly. They put the yeast in the ammunition cabinet, and they couldn't open it in time. So then they're there for however long in the desert with no yeast.
Well, the Egyptians were mad because of the frogs and the lice.
Yeah.
All those plagues.
More of the good stuff that Moses was directly involved with that got cut out of the Haggadah.
Yeah, Moses. That's right. Moses made the 10 plagues rain down. Do you know any of the 10 plagues, Jane Friedman?
Some of the 10 plagues. Let's see. There was the frogs.
Yeah,
frogs
I could live with
falling from the sky.
Frogs falling from the sky. That's not much of a plague. Wouldn't you agree, Ken?
Have you ever seen Magnolia, that
movie?
Yeah,
I did.
When the frogs come out, that was intense.
It's pretty intense, but groovy. But
really kind of scary.
No, because you had Amy Mann playing. It was kind of, you got really relaxed.
Okay.
Kind of cool.
What else you got?
Well, we got lice.
Wasn't there measles or mumps, something like that?
Huh.
I know cows were dying.
Yeah, and the firstborn was killed. That'd be me. I'd probably
Oh,
die.
That's not good. No, the firstborn son. You're okay, huh?
Firstborn. All the water turned to blood, right? There was one
I can live with anything, but that firstborn son one, that's kind of my hang-up.
That's like the last one, though.
Yeah,
that's
the last one. Except, you know what the Jews did? They put lamb's blood on their door.
Oh, to mark them as...
So the angel of death, you know what the angel of death would do when he saw the lamb's blood?
What
would he do, Ken?
He would.
What would he do, Jane? He would pass over.
He would skip over.
Skip over.
Yeah.
Skip over that. You know what you and I would do if we were back in the olden days?
What?
With the Jews? We would be selling lamb's blood. We would have the lamb's blood concession. Wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Because that night when the angel of death was coming and they had to put lamb's blood, they would have paid anything for lamb's blood.
Absolutely.
You could have charged anything. It's like batteries during a blackout. You could charge anything you want. If we were in a bodega in ancient Egypt, do you have any lamb's blood? Yeah, we might have one or two canisters left. Oh, how much? How much is your lamb's blood? How much you got, buddy? You have the deed to your little house, buddy?
Jeez.
That would be you and me, right, Ken?
I think the angel of death... The angel of death must have been really stupid to see the lamb's blood and think, oh... They already killed their first. Is that the idea?
We're Jewish. We get a pass. That's what the lamb's blood meant.
It doesn't mean that, no, we did it already.
Why would, no? You would think that the Egyptian neighbor would look across the street and see the Jews frantically painting their door with lamb's blood. You'd think that the Egyptian neighbor would turn to each other and say, hey, you know, maybe we ought to get some of that lamb's blood deal going. They might be onto something.
So, Jane, do you know the second question?
No, I don't know the second question. If you tell me, I'll sing it in a nice way like I did before.
No, we don't know. I think...
Or you can get a juvenile. You should really get a juvenile.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking for that kid.
I think the second question was, why, if there used to be free parking behind the station, don't you reimburse us for parking now when we have to pay out of our own pocket? I believe that's the second question.
I don't think so.
That's how I remember it.
I don't know what Haggadah you're using.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jane.
Thank you.
Have a good
Passover.
Yeah, have a good Seder tonight.
Oh, yeah, have a good Seder. Happy Seder. We need kids to ask the second question.
Hi, you're on the air. Hey, is it a kid?
Are you a juvenile?
Hello? The fact that they're not saying anything makes
me think they're a kid.
It's very promising. It might mean that it's a kid.
Well, it might mean they're under 4 months old.
Yeah.
It might mean they're really a kid. Yeah, let's keep them on the phone as long as we can. Oh, we lost them?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, we're looking for a kid to ask the four questions.
This ain't a kid.
This ain't a kid.
Well, I'm juvenile and
you mean immature for your age.
Well-mannered, so.
Do you know the second question?
Why is this night different from every other?
No, that's the first question.
No.
I'm a wasp. What the hell do you want from me?
I think the second question has to do with, like, why do we recline tonight? We're
sitting
up.
No, that's the fourth question.
Oh, you're looking at it?
No. Well, okay. It could be bitter herbs or...
Bitter herbs.
Or
yeah.
Tears from heaven.
Here's what we're learning tonight. You can't argue with the WFMU message board. Because that's...
Well,
Ken,
they got it right, didn't they?
That whatever's up there, Ken considers definitive.
They got it right.
Yeah.
It's gospel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, so the second question's about the roots that you pull out of the ground.
Yeah.
Right, the bitter herbs.
Yeah. Another horrible thing that you have to eat, and it reminds us of something.
Yeah, it reminds us. We mix the good with the bad.
Of our slavery in Israel, in Egypt.
Well, to me, it's like we mix, here at WFMU, we mix... crapola, new age, pseudo noise rock with a genuine, great, classic rhythm and blues and pop rock.
Huh.
See, you mix the good and the bad. We do it all year here. We don't just do it on Passover.
But
for the most part, though, it's mostly the bad and not so much of the good.
Yeah, that's our secret. That's our secret recipe.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's
true. Pete the Gardener. I miss you both.
Oh, thanks, Pete.
Pete the Gardener.
Thank you, Pete.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
No, haven't.
No. When was the last time we heard from him?
Oh, I saw him at the marathon, I think. Yeah, briefly.
Yes, you did.
Yep.
You did. I brought you some pork.
Yeah, Pete came by.
Somewhat inappropriate.
Brought us pulled pork, which is another delicacy that a lot of Jewish people are going to be enjoying tonight.
Do you think anybody's racing toward Monty Hall to check out if the Alpha Komen is in the paper bag sticking out of the drain?
No.
In front of the door?
I don't think anybody would do such a thing.
If I wasn't so drunk, I'd do it right now.
I guess we're looking for somebody sober in Jersey City. That's
Thanks,
a pretty,
Peter.
That's a pretty tall order. You know, I saw a sober guy in Jersey City a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
Oh, he's probably long gone by now.
Where was it?
It was down by the Pass Station.
Wow.
201-209-9368. And hey, if you want to be interviewed, I'm sorry, if you want to interview Ken and I, we're collecting interviews. We're going to record them and then play them while I'm out of town. Contact Ken at ken@wfmu.org. 20-minute interviews. We're scheduling it around your schedule whenever it's convenient.
It's a chance to have an actual conversation with Andy because, as you know, during the program, having conversations with listeners
is an anathema.
No, it's just anathema. It's not an anathema.
Well, can it be both? Does one preclude the other?
Yeah. you're a writer.
You're a Nazi. You're a grammar Nazi.
I'm not a grammar Nazi. I am not a grammar Nazi.
You know who's a grammar Nazi?
Who?
My sister. Like, I'll say, I think you and me should go to the mall. And you know what she corrected? She said,
You and I.
She says, Andy, you mean you and me should go to the mall, Heil Hitler. That's what I mean by grammar Nazi.
That's a different kind of grammar Nazi than...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
...than the ones that I'm accustomed
to.
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah.
I think I prefer your kind of grammar Nazi.
Yeah, she gets all dressed up in her uniform.
Yeah.
And they're adding Hal Hitler to everything.
That's better than the ones I'm accustomed to who are just always correcting my grammar.
Oh, man, I'd hate that.
Yeah.
I would hate that.
Hey, the phone number here is 201-209-9368.
There's a fatal flaw.
Yeah.
We're trying to do a Passover Seder, but every Jew is clearly...
Well, except for Jane.
...deep into their Seder. Well, Jane's stuck in traffic.
Yeah, Jane is stuck in traffic on the way to her mother's Seder.
So here's what, just to recap, here's what Jane said. She said to her mother, I'll be there in a half hour.
Halilah Hazeh.
And then she actually, according to her GPS, she'll be there in 45 minutes. So she's going to make her mother a nervous wreck.
Yeah. Meanwhile... There's a package with matzah and my phone number and either $20,000 or $20.
I wonder which one it is.
Sitting right outside Monty Hall.
Ken, it's $20.
It's only $20?
Shh. Oh, wait. Is this my gun?
Never mind.
You think anyone's going to swing
not
by?
It's not even worth it.
It's not even worth it if you live within a few blocks?
Well, I mean, you know, because you have to take the matzah also.
Well, it's worth it.
Which is the worst stuff on earth. But no, the matzah is not the only thing that Passover is about. Then you have the crappy, bitter-tasting herbs.
But you mix it with a herosis. You mix it with a herosis.
Only so you can down it. I mean, because it's so bad.
So you remember... You remember the good, didn't you have sweet moments this last year, but also upon reflection, some difficult, challenging moments?
So I guess
that's what life is, Kenny.
The bitter roots that you have to eat are supposed to remind us of how crappy.
We were slaves in Egypt.
Life was when we were slaves.
We were slaves in Egypt, but now we control the media, most of the media.
Yeah. So that's
and almost all the banking.
That's the sweet stuff.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good point.
Yeah.
But that, as if that's not all.
Yeah.
Then question number three gets into the parsley and salt water. Mmm.
Why do we do
that? Now, that sounds tasty.
Well, it is kind of tasty, actually.
Parsley with salt water?
Yeah. My assistant says it's really delicious. I have my assistant do all the Seder stuff.
So I guess this is another one of those good and bad things.
Wait, is that somebody at our door that found the matzah?
Might be. They're supposed to call me, though. No, I think there's another group coming in. Yeah, no. If you find the matzah and the, well, can we call it money?
Yeah, it's
$20.
That's not money to you?
Yeah. It's not $20,000.
201-209-9368.
So the parsley is supposed to remind us of spring.
If you remember the marathon, it was just about a month ago, you know that Ken doesn't even get out of bed for less than $20,000.
Spring and new life. Yay, yeah. Parsley.
Oh, yeah, the spring is coming. That's right. It is harvest season. That's right.
Yeah. No, it's not harvest season.
Oh, no, well, it's not harvest season.
Harvest season is October.
Oh, it's the end of
November.
It's the end of the year. Yeah. Right. This is the beginning of the harvest. The beginning of the harvest.
When we plant.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's not harvesting? No, you're right. That's
planting. Kind of the opposite of harvesting.
Oh, shut up.
In a way.
Oh, this is a nightmare. You're an anathema.
So, yeah, the parsley is supposed to be the good thing. It's spring. It's new life.
So no Jews will call. Why? Because we scheduled this during
It's
the
not
damn
even
dinner.
Passover yet. It's not.
It is Passover.
No, it's not Passover for another.
Everybody's at the table.
No, it's not Passover for another 45 minutes. Oh, man, we only have 15 minutes for somebody to get the afikoman, the package of matzah and $20 and my phone number. And then hopefully...
Okay, it's in a drain pipe in front of Monty Hall, if you're anywhere within shouting distance of the station. 201-209-9368. You know what? If nobody picks it up, I'm just going to grab it on my way out of here.
No, you're not. Not if I get it first.
It's a race. That'll be so cool. That'll be great. Are you going to take the elevator or the stairs?
Stairs.
What am I going to take?
Hopefully the elevator.
I'm not going to fall for that. I think I'm going to leap out the window.
And now here's the biggest scandal.
Hello, gravity, my partner in crime.
Yeah, good luck getting the window panes off.
Thank you.
Yeah. The biggest scam of Passover is the fourth question.
Which is, why do we recline during dinner, right?
Why do we recline during dinner?
Yeah.
We never reclined during dinner.
Well, reclining means
sitting?
Not laying down, but leaning back.
Leaning. I don't remember that. I went to...
You're the worst Jew I know.
I went to Seder's for probably about 12 or 13 years or so.
You don't remember that question?
I remember the question, but like it never made sense to me. We're sitting in chairs. We're just sitting in chairs. We're not reclining. We're not like...
Well, our family takes it one better. We do even better than reclining.
What do you do?
We have nap time. Mid-Seder.
That would be great.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
I would love it.
I'm setting the alarm for 45 minutes. Everybody to bed.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, are you a Jewess?
Yes, I'm a Jewish kid.
Oh, there you go. Wait, are you having Seder tonight?
Say yes. Just say yes.
Tomorrow night.
Okay.
Oh, tomorrow night. Excellent. Hey, do you know the four questions?
Why is tonight different from any other night?
Right, we did that one.
Okay, we did that. Covered that. Check. What's the next one?
I don't.
It's about another horrible thing we have to eat.
Matzah? I don't know.
Yeah, matzah.
Close,
right.
Very close. You're getting warm. Bitter herbs.
We're not talking to a future rabbi.
Bitter herbs.
Okay. What's the third one?
It's about a really horrible little green plant that nobody really likes, but it's kind of used visually.
You know what? I have to say something. What is your name, young man?
I'm a girl.
Oh, girl. What is your name, honey?
Noah.
Hi, Noah.
Noah, so let me just get this straight. You don't learn the four questions, but come Hanukkah time, this is Noah. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Where's my gift? Is this all I got? That's you, right? Right, on Hanukkah?
One thing has nothing to do with the other.
But she knows all the Hanukkah traditions.
There are no Hanukkah traditions.
Let's light those candles. Mom, get the candles. Find the matches. I want my toy. That's you at Hanukkah. Am I right, Noah? Am I right? Yeah. Mom, it's sundown. Look, I'm looking out the window. It's sundown. Let's go, let's go, let's go. That's my impression of Noah.
Yeah,
Hanukkah.
But here's
Noah at Passover. I think I know only the first question.
Yeah, well, what are they offering Noah for Passover? Parsley? Bitter herbs? Matzah?
Noah, if you're going to be a Jew, a good Jewish girl, you've got to commit to all the holidays.
Bah. Okay, Noah, can you give us the third question? It's about parsley. It's about horrible.
I don't know.
Parsley and salt water.
Noah, what do you know about the Exodus when the Jews left Egypt? Do you know any of that story?
They didn't really have that many resources, so they had to make matzah, which was disgusting.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And it still is.
Yeah, it hasn't been refined, has it, Ken?
No.
In 4,000 years.
No, they haven't added anything to it.
Now it comes in a nice cardboard box.
It's ridiculous.
Well, now you pay $5.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the aisle, end of aisle five.
Macaroons, now that's a good Passover food. In fact, I would say macaroons, chocolate macaroons, probably make the whole holiday worth it.
Thank God that the Jews had the wherewithal to grab the macaroons.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, Noah, what are you doing tomorrow? Is everybody coming to your house?
I'm pretty sure we're going somewhere.
You're going to grandma's house or an aunt's house?
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to a temple.
Oh, good for you. And now, do you dread this? I know you love Hanukkah, but now, is this a holiday that you just dread? The good news is you have the day off of school, right?
Yeah.
So that's something.
I don't know. Which is worth, school or salt water and parsley?
What do you think is worth, Ken?
I think salt water and parsley is worth.
No, the answer is school's worse than anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you said chewing ground glass or school, that's a tough decision. And you don't believe me? Ask Noah.
Okay, Noah. Which is worse?
I'd say the parsley and salt water.
Yeah.
Noah, if you could have a day off of school, but you had to eat 3 teaspoons of mud, what would you do? A day off of school, 3 little teaspoons of mud, what would you do?
I would go to school.
How about this?
I'd take the mud.
How about this? 3 teaspoons of mud or listen to 7 continuous hours of WFMU.
I guess I would do the 7 hours.
I'd stick with the mud.
Yeah, I'd stick with the mud too. Because the mud's over. The mud is like a bad 3 or 4 minutes, but it's over.
Yeah.
7 hours of WFMU is an eternity.
Right, right.
Yeah. Jeez. I believe technically that's like 5 months. That's how it'll feel. According to Einstein.
Well, Noah, do you know the fourth question? It's kind of the most ridiculous question of all.
Why do we lean back
tonight?
It says,
why do we recline? On other nights, we sit upright, but tonight we recline, even though nobody's reclining.
What?
Reclining means leaning back.
Leaning back, like laying down.
I love it when the guests come to my house for dinner and they recline. You know why?
Why?
Because the change falls out of their back pocket.
Yeah.
And then after dinner, me and Beth were on our hands and knees, scooping up the quarters and dimes.
Oh, man.
Scooping up. Last year, we made $1.85. Thank God the Jews recline once a year.
Is it because we're not slaves?
Yeah.
Yes, we're not slaves.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not slaves anymore, so we can recline.
Yeah.
And Andy got a metal detector to go through his couch.
Now, Noah, I come in here every week. I drive an hour. I don't get paid, and then I drive an hour home. Wouldn't you call that a form of slavery?
I would.
Passover is very confusing for me because the whole story is, oh, we're not slaves anymore. We should celebrate it. And look at me. Look at me. Look at me here. Look what Ken does to me.
Pharaoh
Friedman. Look at him. Ken, let my people go. Let the staff and DJs go.
You're free to leave.
Yeah.
You're free to leave.
Why let us go? I mean, cover gas and parking. Dip into that, the millions of dollars you make every year. Pharaoh Friedman. Nothing beats making Ken speechless. Nothing beats it.
Where is Piglet when you need him?
On behalf of all the slaves, the Jewish slaves in Egypt and the slaves here at the station, this is a very, very poignant, meaningful holiday.
Yeah. Don't forget to bless the root.
And don't forget to thank the Lord, Noah, for the day off tomorrow.
Try to find the worst tasting, bitterest root you can find, and then make a sandwich out of it with bread that has no yeast. Mmm.
Find the worst tasting, bitterest root you can find, and then make a radio show out of it.
Well, Noah, at the Seder tomorrow night, I do hope that you find the Afikoman.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the Afikoman is still out there, isn't it, Ken?
Yes. Our Afikoman is still out
there.
Wait,
we've revealed where it is, Ken.
You know what we're talking about, Noah, the Afikoman?
Yeah.
Yeah, the matzah. Noah, is it your job tomorrow to steal the matzah or to find the matzah?
Wait, what?
Is it your job to find the matzah tomorrow?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's going to temple.
Look at this.
Oh, that's somebody calling?
Yes.
Okay, hey, Noah, we love you. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Noah. Good luck tomorrow night.
Let's see who's...
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just found a Mazel Tov brother.
That's it. That's the matzah. I said Mazel Tov brother on it.
Ah, come on in.
And you can, come on upstairs to the second floor.
Come on in to the front door and come up to the second floor.
And he'll reveal, that listener will reveal whether it was $20 in the envelope or $20,000.
Oh, no, Andy, the front door is locked. I have to run down there.
Okay, I'll take care of it. Do you want me to run down?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. You run down.
Okay.
Let him in.
Okay.
Be careful not to lock yourself out. Caller, are you still there?
Tell him to go in the...
He's on the sidewalk. Caller, what's your name?
Oh, Bill.
Bill, Matzah Man. Bill the Matzah Man.
Matzah Man Bill.
And what else was in? Tell us about the matzah package that you found outside Monty Hall.
Looked very conspicuous hanging out of the drain pipe. Oh my God, there's just an itty bitty bit of matzah in here.
Yeah, there is.
It's only like, it's not even a quarter sheet.
Yeah.
And $20,000.
Andy, why did you come back without letting him in?
Oh, because I asked a friend to do my dirty work.
Oh, excellent. Oh, Matt Fibash.
Yeah, Matt.
Thank you, Matt Fibash, who's coming up in 5 minutes on Weekly World Blues.
Yes, come on up. Come on up, son. Come on up there, son.
Yeah, come on up to the second floor.
Don't be shy, son. Keep walking. Don't be shy, son. We have 5 minutes left. Tell Matt to go. You have his phone number.
Oh, they're taking their time.
Yeah.
They'll make it.
Maybe Matt is trying to steal him as a guest to be on his show.
Maybe. I think his name is Dan.
Okay, we'll find out in a minute. Dan. Hey, and we should, one last plug. If you want to interview Ken and I, 20-minute interview, we're recording him, and we're going to play him back while I'm out of town. We'll do it on your schedule whenever it's convenient. You can use it for a podcast or just for fun. Contact Ken. Ken at WFMU.org. Hey, this is friend. This is our caller.
The winner of this Passover.
Hey, Mazel Tov, brother. Hey, let's get him on
mic. Come on in.
Come on in. Hey, you live. Thanks for coming by. I'm Andy.
Talk right straight into that mic.
That's your
there.
Microphone. Now, you were passing by. Were you in a car? Were you walking?
I walked over here.
Fantastic.
I live in shouting distance of the studio.
Oh, do you? Is this your first time in here, though?
No. I came for the live shows a few times.
Oh, for Ken and my live show?
Yeah.
That's when we really had it together. We were so funny back then, weren't we, Ken?
Yeah. Those were the days. You mean?
So what was in the bag?
The one we did a month ago.
Well, now that money, I know it's not a lot of money, but it'll pay for a milkshake.
Yeah, so I've got the money, and I thought maybe a box of matzahs?
No, I'm sorry, just a little taste. A little taste
that's
of our
apple. Barely. Oh, man, you're so kind, Andy.
Well, now we can. Well, I just grabbed a little bit of matzah. Now, you're not a Jewish man. You're not, are you a Jewish boy?
I am, actually.
Now, where are you going to Seder this year?
I saw the newsletter, and so I'm here.
This is it. Well, listen, I'm glad we got to share a piece of Passover with you.
Thank you.
And you too, Kenny. This has been great.
Yeah, really fun. Best Seder ever.
Well, except, not the best Seder ever.
I would say so.
Well, better than that first Seder where they're slaughtering firstborn sons.
Oh, is that actually called a... I believe that was a pogrom.
I don't think... No, that was... Well, is that... No, pogrom is when the Cossacks are riding on horses.
So it doesn't count if it's Egyptians?
I don't know. Ken, I don't know. Why do you do this? The train's on a rail.
Have you?
The train's going down the track. Why do you do this?
I miss dead air gulch.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you sure do.
I miss the gulch.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here's a gulch. Here's the train. Watch what I could do. I'm the station manager. Watch this, kids.
It's fragrant in the gulch.
Okay. Hey, Dan, I'm so glad you were walking by. I'm so glad you were in shouting distance.
You're here live next week.
I have one last show
and
here live.
And then you're gone for 6 weeks.
Yeah, man. It's a vacation for you and our listeners.
Congratulations, Dan. I'm glad that you got the money. I'm sorry it wasn't $20,000. It really...
It was $20, which is the next best thing to $20,000.
No.
It is.
No.
If it can't be $20,000, $20 is... Oh, I see. You're right. There's a lot in between.
Yeah, $19,000.
You're right. I stand corrected. Yeah. I get it. I get it now.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter. Great job every week. And stay tuned for Matt Fibash and Weekly World Blues.
Man. takes. Odds are Ken won't live to see tomorrow.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Thank you. The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. We'll be right back.